makes sense, you know. You gotta, you know, do the research, and don't buy a used hang glider off Craigslist or eBay. That's probably lesson number one, probably. But I got to see a man about a horse. I'm sure there's some. There's got to be a pilot out here listening. Wants to chime in. So anybody else want to pick it up? I'll be right back in a little bit. This is KO4JKV.
KJ4WZM, I heard you're stepping aside for a second, but in case you're still near the radio, we have several people in here that remote control fly aircraft, but I don't know of a lot of actual pilots on here. I know that I have met a couple over time, but there's not a lot of them.
KO4JKB.
KO4JKD, KJ4WZM. I'm looking at this, tornado on radar right now. It's still headed for my brother.
Just like, just kind of chilling out, not going anywhere. How far? Last time you said it was like 70 miles. Is it still 70 miles? If it's taking that slow to get there, well, it's likely that it's just gaining, intensity, but so as the temperatures get cooler, I could be wrong. I was into meteorology, but it could temperature and the that could affect the intensity too. But I don't know. That reminded me, I got to get stuff out from the back porch because we're going to get a little bit of storm here. I don't think we're going to get any winter precipitation, but that front's coming through us here tomorrow.
I said to tell you that their temperature right now is climbing. It's now 72 degrees where he's at, and it's continuing to rise.
That is wild. If it's you know, gets deeper in tonight and the temperature rises, and you got a F4 tornado about 57 miles away from you, yeah, you need to have your head on a swivel.
It doesn't light up and it gets within 30 miles of him, I'm going to send him straight south.
I mean, 57 miles, it feels like it's going, I don't know, the last report you gave, it's going like 4 miles an hour, so you can kind of watch it, but yeah, you know, if it changes, maybe straight south is not the best way, but as long as he's just not asleep, you know, hoping for the best. If you're watching, like, if you're watching and you're really alert, and you could avoid it, but you got to be nimble, and he's in an Airbnb, so he's nimble.
It was 52 miles from him last time I told you. It had started off right before I called the net at 150. It was moving 55 miles. It was moving 50 miles an hour. It's up to 55 now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had that first report wrong. It was 150 something plus when you first chimed in. So it's closer than ever. That's pretty close. But I mean, think about tornadoes. If you're in the direct path, it's going to destroy you. But if you're just like 2-3 miles outside the, you know, vortex, you just might get, you know, a little dusting or maybe some busted windows. But if you're in the direct path and it just plows over you, it'll just destroy you. So that's good that he has you, you know, watching the weather and stuff like that. But yeah, I hope everything goes good, but I can't say. It's probably already destroyed so much stuff, because like I said, when I watch the Storm Hunter stuff and see these tornadoes just go through these people's lives, their houses, and it just sucked it right up. It's just heartless. That's the way nature is. Man. That's a thing to live out there, and I feel like I'm gambling all the time.
Stadium. Yeah, this tornado has, and this is not the only one. There's more coming right up behind it. He got missed by one tornado by maybe a mile a little bit ago while I was calling it in. And he heard that one come through. Then there's this one, and then there's several more that's trailing. They're all in a trailing line, one right after another. There's this one, and then a whole bunch of them behind that one. But this one's been on the ground for over 100 miles now, steady. And it has debris right now 4 miles up into the air. And it's still rolling. It's still tearing stuff up and throwing it up in the air. That's a lot of power to lift things 4 miles up. That's really bad. And it's just continuing to turn its way straight towards him. But it's 49 miles from him now and counting. It's about a mile closer every minute. So at first, 150 miles is a lot, but 49 at 55 miles an hour is not long at all, especially with it still on the ground and the wind speed differential is still really, really bad. I'm still showing winds of 140 miles an hour on this storm in each direction of the wind and the tornado.
The radar on my phone to see what's going on. So where did you say that this person lived?
He's in Kentucky. He is east of Paducah. And south of Princeton and Dawson Springs, between Interstate 24 and 69. He's east of 24 and south of 69.
Oh, I see it right now. I just put it up on just the weather radar, and yeah, they got some wicked looking storms going through there. My mom and sister live up in Cincinnati. And it's coming, it's probably, well, there's something going towards them too, but yeah, there's some serious storms. You're not joking.
Yep, his storm here is, the winds are now down to 130 is what I'm showing here. So it's 132. So it's slightly weaker. It's like, oh, that's good. It's only down to 132 now. But, 133, it just updated again. It's still churning along pretty good. 138. This one's stronger. It's strengthening some again. 138 is what I'm showing now.
43 miles.
He says 43 miles away.
It keeps getting closer. But I didn't even know you could track tornadoes at length like that. I guess when I heard about tornadoes, they just say there's one in the area. Get in the basement. But now they can just track a specific tornado and give plot coordinates for it. I didn't know that was that accurate. But, well, we were in the 40s, so, you know, like I said, tell him to have his head on a swivel. It's an Airbnb. Just get in your car and drive south. You should probably just tell him to do it right now. Tell him to go south. Find, I don't know, Huddle House or something, get some breakfast, and then drive back when it all passes.
KO4 NUE. What am I talking about tonight? Tornadoes?
Tornadoes, a very, very, very strong one. It's headed straight towards my brother right now. When I first started looking at this tornado, it was 150 miles out, moving at 50 miles an hour. It's now 40 miles out, moving at 55 miles an hour. And at 150 miles out, it looked like it was directly lined up to hit him. And now it looks like it is bullseyed straight at him, like he's dead center in the actual path of it. And it's weakened some and strengthened some and weakened some and strengthened some, but this storm has had a history for being on the ground for more than 100 miles straight, and it's had tornado emergencies as well as tornado warnings issued for it, and it has been on the ground, just tearing stuff up, lots and lots of destruction. The debris is 4 miles in the air, according to the radar when you dissect it.
What does he drive, a Ford or a Chevrolet?
2011 Honda Accord.
All right. He's got to depend on that Ford to get him out of there. It better hunker down. Hey, I've been there at you. Duncan, how you doing tonight, sir?
Someone was calling me up, but I was, attention was elsewhere. But, yeah, I'm hanging out and keeping my ear to the radio to see if the tornado is, how that's going. But, Chad, I've been on the radio hunt like a crazy person. I've been searching from 70s solid-state radios all the way to the modern, you know, $1,500 and lower radios. I got to get one, and I got to get one fast.
Curious, what did you decide on, Duncan?
For JKB, I haven't decided really on anything. Well, I did decide on a couple things, but they never got back to me, and so now I'm back to just whatever, you know, the whole, everyone's on the 7300, so I might just get that. But there's some old mid-70s ICOM solid-state transceivers. One guy over there north of Knoxville selling one just for like $250. And then Gary, he did the swap net yesterday, and there was a ICOM 745 that I wanted. And I've researched them all, and, you know, they're kind of high maintenance, but I don't know. I just like the looks of them, but maybe I should just buy a $1,000 radio and be done with it.
Well, I mean, you sounds like you've got a plan. I mean, I know that's a really big choice. Me and my wife struggled for, oh, I don't know, about a month before we decided on what we were going to do. And we went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then finally we just got over the excitement of what was, you know, getting a radio, and then just sat down and looked at what the facts were and just put all the emotion to the side and decided that we would take the glitz and glamour out of it and look at it as a tool and nothing more. And that led us to where we are, and we're pretty satisfied with it. I don't know that we would change anything, but, you know, that's what we did.
Kind of what I'm doing. You're lucky. Your wife is a ham, so she's probably into it. My wife is supportive, but doesn't understand the need. I just tell her it's for the greater good. But anyway, I'm just curious. Do you mind? Can you tell me what the transceiver that you got?
Went with a Yaesu 991A shack in the box, and it took 120 days to get it here. it was just not a good waiting period. At that time, you just could not. They just weren't in stock. I don't know, some kind of microchip plant burned down or something. I can't really recall. But we went back and forth. We decided not to start with a handy. We decided what we wanted to do with the radio, and which was just trying to be, you know, emergency preparedness. We live at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we get some decent weather comes through here from time to time. And just wanted to be able to listen. And then that motivated us to realize how many options there were. And then after we saw how many different models and things that happened, we just decided, okay, well, maybe we want to grow, we want to purchase something that will allow us to grow as our experience grows. Was thinking that would be a little frustrating, having to, well, this radio doesn't do that, I need to buy another radio. So we just ended up going with this because it can grow with us and we can move into it, and I don't need three or four other radios. This one'll pretty much do more than I want.
JKB. Oh, sure. Yaesu 991. That's been on my top five picks. I've just gone through all the motions, looked at that one and the 7300, and then back to vintage because, you know, I've never talked to anybody on HF frequencies, and I keep searching the database until they switch my classification from technician to general, but down in Marion, they do it the slow paper way, so hopefully before Christmas that'll happen. But the 991, I filled out all the stuff, even filled in my credit card information, and just didn't hit send. I just don't know yet. I want to talk to more people about it, but man, everything I hear, that is a terrific radio. And something about me wants to get a 70s solid state that's been operated by a ham that treasured his radio, and it's in good working order. I know they need maintenance. Some of them have memory chips, like these earlier ICOMs. They actually have a little battery, like a watch battery, and they die. And you have to replace those, and sometimes the whole chip dies. You got to replace the chip. But I'm willing to be a good custodian. I just want someone to set me. I need someone to say, Duncan, you need this radio right here, and I'll buy it.
Duncan, I'm not sure what to say to that. I will tell you, like I said, I would tell you what me and her did and what our thought process was. Now, I will tell you this, that I have had the radio for since I got my license as a technician. And I was a little bit intimidated when we took it out of the box because there's so many buttons on it. And it was very intimidating to see that. And when you look at the older radios, they look less intimidating to me. But it didn't take me long to learn that. As far as all of the intimidation that comes with the controls, the way I looked at that was, and it took me a month or two to figure it out, was that as I grow in my skill set, I will need to know how to push some of these buttons. But until I have a need to know what that button does, then I'm not going to worry about it right now. And I will have to say that is exactly what has happened. That I just, when I started off on 2 meter, I learned every button I could that would help me manipulate anything on 2 meter. And when I got up into my general class, okay, I had to learn 4 or 5 new buttons and what they did. And then when you move to digital modes, okay, well, there's 4 or 5 other buttons. And that's the way you have to look at it, is, you know, don't be intimidated by all the buttons and the bells and whistles. Trust me, when you grow, and you will want to grow and change what you do. When you master four or five buttons on it, or you, well, master is the wrong word. Let me let this thing drop. Comfortable with doing a certain thing, you're going to want to grow and try something new. And that's the great thing about this hobby, is that there's a lifetime of things here to learn, and I'm not sure you can learn it all in a lifetime. I certainly can't. But I have learned that I'm not going to worry about what this function or that function does until I get into that situation. And that lets you learn a little bit at a time and lets you become a little bit more comfortable with it. The other thing I'll tell you is, got elected as the club president at the Thermal Belt Radio Club in Tryon, and I've been going to some club members' homes to, you know, look at their stations and to learn from their stations and so on and so forth. So I had my first encounter the other day with an ICOM. I think it was a 7600. I'm pretty sure it was. And I got to be honest with you. That was a pretty nice radio. And it was very easy to navigate the menus. Very easy. I'm not saying anything negative about a Yaesu, but I'm just saying that that was pretty nice to have something that was user-friendly. I immediately just felt comfortable with it. And there are some things on this Yaesu that I am still struggling with. Not anything negative, it's just, you know, that's my experience. But Daniel, don't want to leave you out, bud. Go ahead.
I have a lot to learn. I may have had my license longer, but that does not mean anything. I have a lot to learn from you, Chad. You've gone big time into it in ways that I really wish that I have.
I didn't know where I was going to pick this up, but first I wanted to say that Yaesu 991 is awesome. And it's like Ford and Chevy, the 7300 or the 991. And I did, there are definitely differences. And like you said, like the 991, it looks like, I've never had my hands on one, but that a lot of the functions you might want at a moment's notice, they're buried in a menu. But if you're good with the menus, it's a touch screen. So, you know, that should be no issue. But still, you know, if you're just simple, want stops, you know, buttons and dials, that might be a thing. Let me let this drop. Saw that the 7300, the menus are more like an iPhone. You just pull up these menus and go bloop, 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 and you're there. But either way, they're both good. I watched a video. I probably watched this twice on this guy out in California. He runs a YouTube channel called Ham Radio Crash Course. And he did a head-to-head with the 991 and the 7300. And, I mean, I don't know. Some people might think the 7300 came out ahead, but I think the 991 came ahead because I think it does a couple more very interesting, cool things. Over.
So, one thing to consider here that I did not realize when I bought the radio, it turned out to be an advantage, but I did not realize it. It just worked out that way that it was to my advantage. Is that you have a situation where you live where you think you may be restricted to a certain type of antenna. I listened to you talk about, you know, where you live and certain antennas just are not going to work for where you are. I get that. But what's going to happen, Duncan, is that you are going to be probably, I mean, just from me listening to you and trying to assess how your mind works, you are probably going to be so motivated when you make your first contact and you start to learn things that you may experiment with some different antennas. And one thing that's going to come with that is the ability to tune. So what I'm getting at is if you look at the cost of just a radio without a tuner built in, I'm not saying built-in tuners are the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying that, but it's something. If you buy a radio without a tuner and you experiment with a different type of antenna, then you're going to have a tuner to go with it to match that nasty word impedance and SWR and all that that comes with it. So when you start piling up these add-on accessories that you need to buy to be able to communicate, just consider that the 7600 and the 991 have a built-in tuner with the radio, that you won't have to purchase a separate tuner for that. So when you start looking at the money, look at it as a tool, not as a mystical thing. Look at it as a tool and take the emotion out of it. And then look at the price. And then look at what you want to do. Or look at what you want to do first. And let that be your heading. And then find out what radios will do that. And then... Now, other people do different things, and I just, you know, don't want to tell you what to do. I don't think that's anybody's place to tell Duncan what he needs to do, but that's what we did. And I tell you what, I got a deal for you if you're interested. So Gary put has been. On the SwapNet, put some of AK's equipment, a silent key that passed away months ago. And I purchased a ICOM 706 Mark IIG, I think. That goes in my go box. By the deer camp and need a radio to go there. And if you would like to borrow the radio for 30 days or so, to experiment and, you know, see how it all works and get some better knowledge, then you are welcome to it. I wouldn't want to part with it for any longer than that. AK valued his radios and he treasured them just like I do. But I know that would probably, I know the man has passed away, but I think every ham wants to try to contribute and help someone else, and I think he would be pleased with that. If you're interested, there'd be a couple of conditions. One would be, okay, let me show you how to operate it and show you what not to do. But other than that, you use it to experiment and help make a decision on what you want. I think I'd be okay with that, but that'll be in your boat.
That's an honor, and that's a big offer, and I truly appreciate that. And yeah, with all my shopping and what I'm thinking, what I want or don't want, all that stuff. You know, I'll take you up on it. I'll message you tomorrow. And yeah, if something goes wrong, I'll pay you for it, no problem. But yeah, I'd love to work with a cool vintage radio. I already have my antenna coming in. It should be coming in before Christmas. I have to go visit my mom in Cincinnati. Me and my wife are going separate ways. She's visiting her family. And I'm getting the Buddy Stick Pro. It should be in next week. And, yeah, if I could borrow that from you, that'd be great. That's amazing. Thanks so much. KO4JKV.
KJ4WZM.
Wait, now, Daniel.
706 Mark 2G. I really, 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 really like that radio. I just ended up with that again from a silent key that just passed away. KI4MLN was his call. A good friend of mine, and I'm really sad he's gone. But that radio is really, really nice and very similar in concept to what that 991 is and does. That would give Duncan a really good idea of what the 991 would be like. Similar dimensions, very similar idea of all the bands in one radio.
Duncan, so one caveat that comes with that is that you'll have to come and pick it up, and I'll set it up. And I think another thing that would have been really helpful to me, and please don't take this the wrong way because I don't mean this the way it sounds. What would have been really helpful to me was for me to have someone when I started to show me what is proper. Now, I'm sure there are some things in my shack that has issues, but I did not have someone to physically sit down with me and show me this and that. I learned through mistakes, and Larry and Walt and Gary have just been a godsend to me. Because without them, I'm sure I've done burned up 3 or 4 radios by now. But by providence, they showed up in the situation presented. So that's the deal, is that you can use the radio. I'll part with it for a certain amount of time. But I want you to see what is... what I think is right. Let me word it that way. In order to protect your investment and to make your learning as easy as possible. And go from there. Being able to see and touch and do with someone helping you is a totally different experience. And the military, that's called a left seat, right seat. You watch somebody operate and what it looks like, and then you switch seats. Then you operate while someone, you know, watches over you. So if you're interested in that, then that's what it will cost to use the radio. I hate to put it in words of like cost, but you're going to have a better experience if you can have someone kind of just show you what little bit I know. I'm not claiming to know it all because I don't, but I have made contacts around the world, so I'm doing something right. So there it is. I'll leave it in your court, whatever you want to do, but you know, somebody that wants the knowledge, I think you have a responsibility to help people who want. Those who don't, maybe not so much. But KO4NUE for station ID.
KI4DOS. Okay, Nate, Daniel. I've been listening to y'all for a little bit. I just want to play devil's advocate a little bit. These transceivers that have everything in one box is absolutely wonderful. I've got one here myself. So, you know, don't beat me up because of what I'm fixing to say. I also have an HF rig here, and then I have monobanders for my UHF and VHF. The one drawback to think about, and this is just to think about, if you've got a 991 or a 706 Mark IIG or a TS2000 or, the list just goes on and on, with everything in one box. And say your 2 meter goes out or your 70 centimeter goes out, and you have to send that thing back to be repaired, you're going to be without anything. So I don't put all my eggs in one basket. In my pickup truck, I've got a 706 Mark IIG in the closet, but in my pickup, I've got a Kenwood 480HX and a D700. So I've got the UHF, VHF in one box, and then I got my HF in another. So just something to think about.
AV. And yeah, I totally agree with you. I ordered a 2 meter only Yaesu mobile that goes up to 80 watts, and just for that, because if you get shack in the box and then have the 2 meter and 440, all in one box, if that goes down and need to talk to somebody, then you're just out of luck. So, and some of these HTs, like I'm talking on an HT right now, so also some of these HTs in a Faraday box, and then just work that new radio. But, yeah, I figured when I buy my first HT, it'll probably be about 6 months until I buy my second, because one is none and two is one.
Correct, 100%. So in the shack with the 991, I have a Kenwood TVM 770, I think it is, crossband repeater. And there's other couple radios in there too. But what Gary said is absolutely correct. If you're doing this for a hobby, or you're doing it for emergency, or whatever the purpose. I mean, there's a lot of purposes behind all these radios, and it's different for everybody. One thing that rings true through all of the purposes, whatever they may be, from my viewpoint, is a little bit of redundancy. If something breaks, and it will. Just, you can always have, old reliable to fall back on, and to, keep you talking or keep moving information or whatever it is, whatever your purpose is. But as you grow and learn, you're going to want to do different things, and it doesn't matter what you do. There will be a point where a shack in the box will not be enough. Now, I hope your wife can't hear me talking, because I understand the conversation that you've had as far as the investment goes. I get it. I think every ham goes through that. But I am agreeing 100% with Gary that having some type of redundancy for whatever your purpose is very important. And the shack in the box is not the all end all be all. It is not. But just something to think about once you get over the initial shock of pushing that purchase button. Just rest assured, as time goes on and that radio becomes a fixture in the home, so will there be new pieces of furniture that comes with it. It's no different than a pocketbook. It matches the season, it matches my wardrobe, what I'm doing, so on and so forth. keep that in mind, that this will not be your last radio, and it won't be the best, but it's a start, and, you know, that's my advice on that. I think Jerry's a very wise man for bringing that to the conversation, because it is a part of the whole equation. And it is a big equation. KO4NUE for station ID.
K3JOY.
KO4NUE. How are you, Miss Joy?
You're in trouble.
Well, all I can tell you is that I stay in trouble. I stay in trouble with somebody all the time. And it's, as long as you're not gonna take my birthday away, I think I might can work through it.
I'm not gonna take your birthday away, but I do have to take exception to your comment about ham radio equipment being like a pocketbook.
Gotta be honest with you, tell you. Now, I was trying to pull you out of the weeds, and it worked.
That for a minute, but I will tell you this. You know how many birthdays I've had. But in all my birthdays and in all my years that I worked my big, fancy, high-paying corporate job, I have only in my lifetime bought one truly expensive purse, not a pocketbook. My husband has told me many times over a pocketbook is a man's wallet. What we ladies carry are purses. The expensive one I bought was $640, but it's all leather, and I've been retired. It will be 20 years February the 2nd, this February the 2nd coming, and I still carry that purse.
Lines, KO4RYP, how are you doing, Joy?
Anna, how are you?
I'm good, and my husband is begging me to help him, and I have no help to give him at all, because 20 years on a $600 pocketbook, that's amazing, and $600 on a pocketbook sounds pretty good. I have yet to find a radio that Chad has spent money on that's been that amount of money, so... I don't think that his comparing a purse to a radio is going to fly, and I can't help him at all. I'm on your side in this, Joy.
It is too, Anna. Had a nephew, and unfortunately he's no longer with us. He was killed tragically some years ago. But we ran into him in the mall one day. And I was in the ladies' dressing room, and Gary was holding my purse, which he always does. And my nephew made a real snide remark about he didn't ever carry his wife's purse. He wasn't a wuss. And Gary told him, he said, well, son, all I got to say is you crazy. And he held up my purse and said, I've got all the money now.
You tell Gary, well done.
Right behind me, and he's laughing like a loon. But no, I mean, you've seen Gary's ham shack, and you know what's in here. And the only thing that I come in here occasionally, not near as much as I probably should, but something. I've got a laptop that's not 2 years old. Works fine. Everything coming and going until I flip out to Google and start paying bills, and Google just goes absolutely freaking fracking crazy, and I don't know why. So I've started using his computer, the bills, and his is solid state, and it is just greased lightning, which is very pleasant. I don't like his keyboard, but I figured that out too. I got me a piece of wood and propped it up to suit me. But he said here, well, I guess last month when I was fussing about my computer and paying the bills, he said, we're just going to go buy you a computer like mine, a solid state. And I said, oh, no, we're not. I said, I know where yours is. you gave me the log on, and I don't need a new computer.
Exactly. It's what's his is yours, right? Isn't that how it works?
It's mine's mine, and it's what his is mine, too.
Exactly right. I knew there was another part of that saying I was missing.
Give each other a hard time and go back and forth and all that, as you well know. But I just had to pick at Chad a little bit, and you can say a lot of things to me about a lot of things, but don't mess with me about my purses.
Oh goodness, I'm with you, Joy. I am. Well, it's good to talk to you. Really good to talk to you. I can't wait to see you again soon. K4RYP, I'm clear.
Hey Anna, good to talk to you too. I just love hearing your voice. Makes my face light up. You have a good evening. And Chad and Duncan and Daniel, I'm going to give this back to you guys. And I wasn't in the weeds, Chad, just so you know. I was in my recliner, so there. Y'all have a good evening. K3JOY clear.
K4JKV, KO4NUE.
QE, this is KO4JKV. How you doing, Chad?
Okay, so good lesson for you tonight. Don't ever compare a pocketbook to a radio because they're not the same. I don't know why, but they are not the same. And I'm just not going to question that.
Rock, paper, scissors, pocketbook wins.
Yes.
Coming in tomorrow. You need a basement for that doghouse?
But the tornado just come through here.
Need a doghouse for you to sleep in tonight.
Widow.
I just left Campobello and is headed to Easley.
Easley KI4DOS.
Get her up.
I tried to tell you fellas, you don't never know who's listening.
That was a good listening thing. Gary, I was wanting to tell you that ICOM 745 that you have on the swap net that I called Clarence and I left a message that maybe he doesn't check his messages that much, but I called him, but maybe I'll call him again tomorrow.
Well, he may be traveling with his children or something. He gets on the radio occasionally. He doesn't get on there much anymore, but if you left him a message, he'll probably get back to you. He's been pretty good about it, but sometimes it takes him a couple of days.
Got you here on the radio. Maybe you could. There might be a couple hams listening. You might know that I'm I got new privileges and looking for HF radio, and I'm looking at the 7300 and the 991. And as you know that I'm looking at these vintage radios, what would you say if someone wants to get a vintage radio as opposed to a new radio?
I'm old school. I like the knobs and the buttons and you got to twist this and turn that and all of this. You want to see a real boat anchor, a vintage radio, I got a Hammerlin HQ170 sitting over here that works. It's tube type and it weighs as much as I do just about. And then I've got some other analog radios. But there again, Chad was telling you up front and correct. Decide what you want to do. If you want to, you said something about contesting the other night, and Harry up there in Chandler came in and said some of the vintage radios wouldn't do splits, which is true. You need an external VFO to go with that, and yeah, then you can work splits, but it depends on which way your priorities are going right now. I enjoy the old vintage radios, the old tube types, because they have better audio as far as I'm concerned. But the new solid-state radios are wonderful. They're great. Putting all the stuff in one box, that's great, too. And like I said, I've got a couple of them myself, so I can't put them down any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Sure, yeah. Back before I had a hand injury, I used to be a guitar player. And when you're a guitar player, you deal with effect pedals and effects, and you do studio recording. And, you know, a lot of these, audio effects things have a lot of menus and stuff. I was just more for knobs. I need knobs and buttons. So that's why I like those old vintage stuff. And that's why it's such a hard thing to decide, because you have these in-between radios like the 891, where they're small, compact, HF. Much is buried into the menus, and I don't want that. I don't want to have to dig through menus. And but I do like the modern ones with the waterfalls, but I don't need the waterfalls. I'm just looking for guidance. I just want the, I don't know. I'd spend $500 to $800 on like the premium Marshall stack of radios from the 70s.
I'm going to try to keep folks updated about this a little bit, but this tornado is headed straight for my brother, and it's got 8 miles to go, and it's either going to hit him or his friends, which are probably going to, they're more likely to get hit than he is, but it's this doesn't look good at all.
Please tell me that you told him to go ahead and drive south.
It has a basement.
In your car and drive, that's better than the basement, I think.
I'll let y'all know if he makes it through this. Hopefully he will, and I hope his friends do too, but this is ugly.
I don't know. If it's four miles away, that's anybody's call at this point, so I don't know what to say. But yeah, I'll give it back to you guys. Like, you know, Gary knows and Chad knows. Everyone knows that I'm looking for a new radio. If Larry's still listening, I'm up for anything. I can totally afford a brand new Shack in a Box, but I just have this affinity for that military type cool knobs and stuff with those 7 series icons. So I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. KO4JKP.
Chad offer you the loan of that of a 706 Mark IIG. They're easy to negotiate. The menus, they're actually easier than some of the Yaesu radios, and they're definitely easier than some of the Kenwood radios. So it depends on what you want to do, but that's that would be a good way to get your feet wet and. You know, put something in your hand to let you sit there and play with a little bit, and that will help you make your decision. But there again, you know, like I said, I'm radio poor over here. I got more stuff than I can shake a stick at, and the strange problem is I can't talk on one at a time. You know, but one at a time. I'll get that out right in a minute. You know, I probably got too many. But there again, you know, Chad sent my wife a text Wednesday night when I started the net. I didn't have any audio because the battery went dead in my microphone. And so all I had to do was reach over, push a button, and turn another radio on and keep at it. And then I switched microphones and went about my business. So that's the reason I do it, you know. But There again, don't try to do it all at one time. Do it a little bit alone, because things are changing, and you know, new models are coming out every couple of years, and you never know what you might run across that you won't.
KKB, thanks so much, Gary, and thanks so much, Chad, for that offer, and I probably will take you up on that. I'll message you, and that's a huge deal. And, yeah, I'm shopping. All I did, you know, throughout my job is watching YouTube videos of radios all day, and trying to figure it out and make the right decision. But, yeah, I appreciate that, and yeah, Chad, if you want to get together, I'll come down and you can show me how to do it, what to do and what not to do. And if you want to make a lunch out of it, my wife Danielle, she's only off on Sundays, so we can do it on a Sunday. Other than that, Wednesdays and Fridays are good.